Yellowstone and Salt Lake City.
What's that going for?
7 days, 6 nights.
I'm pretty intrigued.
Pardon?
What's that going for? I'm intrigued by that one.
Yeah, we're May to September, and the most expensive one is $2,000.
Okay.
They're making it very reasonable. 5 days, yeah. 4 nights. Again, Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
down. Then they have Yellowstone and Yosemite, leaving from Chicago. Again, mm-hmm. May, June, July, August, September. So if you're going to do anything, you got to plan it now.
Well,
now, the Rocky Mountains of Yosemite, they have one January to March, and it's going Denver. Denver to Salt Lake City to
wow.
San Francisco. And your journey ends in San Francisco, and that's only 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you got to get out to Denver. But it's in January to March, I would be leery because of the storms. If you can fly out there to get there. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then they have a little getaway to Yosemite for 3 days and 2 nights. And then they have a Northern Rail experience. It's a hop-on, hop-off sightseeing tour
mm-hmm.
of Seattle and San Francisco and Chicago. So that's July, September, October, December even. Yeah. And
pretty
then,
neat.
Pardon?
I said that's pretty neat. That's
yeah.
It's their capital. You know, you've been talking about it for years about everybody, more people going to the national parks, and now Amtrak figured it out.
Oh my God! If you get in on these things, at least you're guaranteed to get in. If
mm-hmm.
you're trying to do it on your own, you've got to start planning a year in advance because
yep.
they get booked up real fast.
Yep.
And especially if there's any weather issues, they'll shut it down and you're not allowed in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that, you know. But there's one here that's leaving from Washington, D.C., 14 days, and it runs from June through July, August, September, October, November, goes down to New Orleans, Seattle, and Los Angeles.
Wait a minute.
So if you want to get on go,
oh,
down in
it goes all the way down to New Orleans
D.C.
and then goes
yeah.
back up to the West Coast? Wow.
Yeah, it goes Washington, D.C., you have New Orleans, Los Angeles, Seattle, Chicago. It goes in a big, like, odd-shaped square.
Hmm.
You can do a hop-on, hop-off, 6 nights, 7 dates, whatever you want to do. They have departures January, February, March, April, May. They have other departures for other trips. And, you know, they have them. You could do a day trip, 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, whatever.
Neat.
And then they have, either way, you plan it however you want to do it.
Yeah.
And then Glacier Bay National Park in the Canadian Rockies, they have it leaving from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to Banff, Calgary, Jasper, Vancouver, Seattle.
Wow.
Lake Louise.
That's awesome.
And I know you've been, yeah, you've been talking about that for a
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day two of his confirmation hearing before a U.S. Senate panel, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tries to clarify his standing on presidential power and Democratic concerns that he has suggested that a president can't be indicted.
Here's the bottom line point. There were ideas for Congress to consider. They were not my constitutional views. If a case came up that where someone was trying to say this is a constitutional principle, I would have a completely open mind on that because I've never taken a position on the Constitution on that question. I've only put out proposals for you all.
There's a staging area set up for sick passengers aboard an Emirates Airlines jet in New York. Dozens of them reported getting sick aboard the flight from Dubai this morning. It's about to land at JFK International. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The latest on now a tropical depression, Gordon, from meteorologist Gary Best.
Right now, Gordon is weakening across Mississippi, moving gradually off to the northwest and moving into Arkansas over the next 24 to 36 hours as a much weaker system.
Wind's not much of an issue, but still it's quite a rainmaker, and Gordon's blamed for at least one fatality. A child died when a big tree limb blew down onto a mobile home in Pensacola, Florida. 10-term Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano losing his re-election bid as the Democratic representative was defeated by a progressive candidate, Anna Pressley, in a primary yesterday. That Boston City Councilwoman doesn't face a Republican opponent for the November election, so she'll become the first African-American to ever represent Massachusetts in Congress. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announcing yesterday he will not seek re-election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A man is now in custody after apparently intentionally crashing a truck into a Dallas TV studio this morning before then getting out and going on what's being called a rant. Fox 4 reports the man was taken by police, but that the bomb squad remained on the scene investigating a suspicious bag that he's left behind. So far, no injuries are reported. Executives from social media companies are on Capitol Hill today trying to assure the nation that they are better prepared to fight foreign governments trying to manipulate U.S. elections. Twitter's top executive and Facebook's chief operating officer scheduled to testify before Senate and House committees today. Google was asked to send a representative but appears to just be submitting a written statement instead. Tennis star Serena Williams is backing the decision from Nike to use former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick in its new ad campaign. Williams making the semifinals of the U.S. Open on Tuesday, telling reporters Kaepernick has done a lot for the African-American community, and it's cost him a lot in the process. She said for someone controversial like Kaepernick to be backed by a huge company like Nike is really a powerful statement. A lot of police organizations are making a statement about the ad campaign as well. They're calling for a boycott of Nike because of it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County. Today is mostly sunny with a high near 91. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 71. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. and patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 69. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 78, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 62 on Friday night. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and Sunday, a chance of showers with thunder, also possible after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 69. So it'll be cool on Saturday. It is currently 12:10.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I have been doing Counselor's Chat for, maybe 5 years, pretty much ever since the 100 in Chamber Radio was broadcasting. And I'm really glad that I'm able to continue to do this. It is about providing some education for the public about mental health issues, as well as removing the stigma for people who are looking to get into mental health counseling. It is really important, just so that you know, statistically, roughly one in every five people have some type of mental health issue. And when I say mental health, I am not talking about crazy. That is the stigma that we want to remove. We want to remove that idea that if I'm going to see a counselor, I must be crazy. We sometimes and often have belief systems that don't work for us that can cause things like depression or anxiety, such as if everything has to be perfect and it's not okay to make a mistake, the consequence to that may be anxiety and depression, low self-esteem, especially if I make a mistake, anger. If I have a belief system that said everyone must like me, love me, and approve of me, I have a consequence to that belief system, which may be anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, codependency. If I have a belief system that says everything has to be easy, have guarantees, life needs to be fair, I am going to be disappointed. I may be anxious, definitely depressed. I may lack motivation to take and fear to take action because I want to make sure everything is going to work out okay. So belief systems, sometimes we don't even realize that they're playing a role, can be addressed in counseling. Not only that, couples counseling, learn how to communicate in a more effective way, being able to listen to each other. And of course, addiction counseling, just to name a few things. So it's really important to think about getting into counseling if you're struggling with any of these consequences: anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, codependency, addiction, not to mention things like obsessive compulsive disorder, couples counseling, just to name a few things. So today, I am going to be talking about getting ready for school. Now, I looked back on my show for last week, which was video addiction, and I realized that there was no sound. I know that I tell you people, my listeners, all the time, that I don't always get, and part of what happens, Chris Bianco, or sometimes Chris Fallon, the director here, that come in and they go, oh, well, so-and-so didn't turn this down, or this is running behind it, or and that's where I really, gets me flustered, because I don't know when there's something wrong. I come in, I follow my, look, we have a cue sheet. I follow the cue sheet, and it doesn't always happen. So, I don't know. Anyway, I do believe I'm streaming live right now, and I'm really glad about that. So, just briefly, to do a quick synopsis of my show last week, because I do think that it is important to talk about video game addiction, especially when we're talking about kids going back to school. So there is a connection. And there really is a video game
addiction. The World Health Organization has listed it as such. You can actually go to Video Game Addiction Anonymous, which is a 12-step group. Here are some symptoms, okay, that there's feelings of restlessness when you're unable to play video games. There's a preoccupation with it, a lot of anxiety or anticipation. I can't wait to get back online. Lying to friends and family members regarding how much time you're spending playing video games. And isolating yourself. Now, I've worked with kids. Did I see you have friends? Oh, yes. Well, where are your friends? Well, I've got one in St. Louis, and I've got one in Chicago. I've got one in Australia. I'm like, oh, well, you're 13. Where are your, like, friends from school? Oh, well, I really don't have friends from school. All my friends are related to video games. That would be a sign of possible addiction. Some other signs that are actually physical. Fatigue. So getting a little sleep. How much sleep are you getting? Well, I go in my room around 11 o'clock at night, but I don't actually go to sleep until 3:30, and then I have to get up at 6 to go to school. Okay? So fatigue. Migraines due to eye strain. Carpal tunnel syndrome. Okay? From doing these things. And poor personal hygiene. I don't have time to take a shower. I don't have time to eat. Or I may be really overweight, or one of the things that I said, poor posture. Okay. So now your kids are getting ready for school. They have been playing video games all summer. And they may have some of these symptoms when you say, that's it. Enough with the games. It's time for homework. So parents, it's really important that you limit the amount of time that your children are playing on gadgets. Send them outside to get fresh air. I called my husband the other day. I was on my way in and I saw four 12, 13-year-old type age boys on a bike. Four of them biking to Wawa. I almost had a car accident. You never see that. They're always in the house playing video games or sitting next to the pool playing video games, or they're with their friends sitting right next to them playing the same video game. It's a real issue. And just like any addiction, it has consequences. It gets worse over time. For our children, it's setting up their brains, the same area of the brain that lights up when you're using cocaine, lights up when you're using when you're playing games. It's the same part of the brain, that dopamine rush. So it's really important to recognize that your child, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse may be struggling with a video addiction. So getting ready for school is really important. Here we are, the beginning of September, and I want us to work at getting ready for school so that the school year is productive, it's healthy, it's fun, and its goal is for learning. You can go online. That's what I do. I'm going to say for most of my shows, I go online and I just use the information there as little, like a little tickler lists, just to kind of jog my memory. And do the same thing. Go online and you can start looking up different, you know, Google, getting ready for school or going back to school or something like that. First of all, hopefully you've gone shopping. So shopping is a good thing. Buy new clothes, new sneakers, a new book bag if you need a new book bag. The gadgets nowadays, you know, computers are used quite a bit, or electronic notebooks, or even cell phones. So you may need to go and purchase whatever those new requirements might be for the new grade that your student's entering. And it's important for them to, again, you know, sit down and have a talk with them. You're using this for school. This is not for gaming. This is for learning. I don't want to find you, walk in on you and find you gaming instead of doing your homework. That's a red flag. So it's really important to get your kids ready to understand they're going to have a schedule change. So if they've already started school, which some students in the area have already started, I understand some are starting Thursday, Friday this week, half days, and then they're going to start full time next week, or they've started Thursday and Friday last week, full time this week. But it is definitely saying to them, you know what, you're going to have to get up earlier. We're going to have to set this much time aside to get yourself ready to get to school. They may walk to school, depending upon where you live. They may take a bus. So that needs to be preset. You have hopefully already gone and gotten to know your bus schedule and bus stop. Or if some parents drive their students to school, you need to make sure that you figure out the route, the time, and the time that your child needs to get up. Different schools, different grades, start at different times. So there's coordinating that. Now, for those of you that have been listening to me and have heard my talk about getting ready for school before, you know that I make a suggestion to find a spot in your kitchen or by your back door or somewhere in your house, in the hallway, somewhere over a desk maybe, where you put a nice whiteboard. Get one of those whiteboards that have calendars already printed on there. Or get a plain whiteboard. Get permanent black ink. Permanent. And make six lines. So you have seven spaces. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I actually like that better rather than a whole calendar. You can have a regular calendar. Get a desk calendar so that you can, you know, have some pre-planning on there so everyone has access to it. Or if you're that technologically savvy in your family, see to it, I think Outlook does this, that everyone can coordinate their calendar on their gadgets so that everyone's calendar shows up. So that if you have three kids, everybody knows who's going to what practice, what club, what time they're going to get home, who's picking who up, when you're going to go grocery shopping, all of that stuff. The more information you put on the calendar, and I'm including things like grocery shopping because, oh, Mom, I need such and such when you go to the grocery store on Thursday. Or I want such and such for my lunches. Make sure that you do things for lunches that are healthy. And this is part of your plan. So I go with the idea that the best thing to do is do your planning and get everything ready in the evening. Now that may be because I am not a morning person. That means see to it that your clothes are picked out the night before. See to it that your book bag is ready to go. That means whatever books you need, your take a water bottle, your lunch is packed in the refrigerator and ready to go into your backpack. Any forms that need to be signed are in the backpack the night before. If you have gym clothes, whatever you need. I don't know if we do gym clothes anymore. I guess I might be dating myself. Anyway, all of that stuff needs to be ready to go the night before so that your child gets up and has breakfast, washes their face, brushes their teeth, gets dressed, and is ready to go. You may want to consider nighttime showers or baths. Again, That is to make the morning go smoothly. Set a healthy bedtime. Teenagers need more sleep. Now, teenagers tend to go to bed later because we go, oh, they're adults. They're almost adults. They can go to bed at 10. Their bus comes at 6. They get up at 5. But my teen is not really in bed till 12. They're getting 5 hours of sleep when a teen needs 10. Think about that. Because teenage years are major growing spurt years. And we grow at night. We grow in our sleep. Our brains process information at night, and they grow in our sleep. They metabolize in our sleep. Really important. So think about and sit down with your teen and say, look, this is a really, sleeping is a really important part of your teenage years. Let's make sure that you're getting at least 8.5 hours of sleep. You need to be up at 5:30 because your bus is coming at 6:30. Let's count back and figure out bedtime. And the best thing is to keep bedtime consistent. Our tendency is to say, oh, it's Friday night. I can sleep in on Saturday. I'm going to be up playing video games till 3 a.m. It really upsets our whole balance. Now, I know I say this, I don't necessarily do it, but I know studies say that it's really the best thing to do, to have sleep at a regular time. So I'm actually going to take a small commercial break. It's really important that we give time to our sponsors. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I am the host of Counselors Chat. Please follow me on Facebook under Counselors Chat. And I will be back in a few moments with more information about getting yourselves organized and ready for school.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I'm talking to you about getting back into the swing of school and getting ready and getting yourselves organized. So one of the things that I mentioned is getting a whiteboard and, you know, a nice, not a little one, a nice big whiteboard. Hopefully you have one from last year and it's still up. My thought is, I mean, you could get them pre-scored with calendar boxes. I like the idea of just making long boxes. So you have seven of them. And then you put all the events for, get your week scheduled. So I'm going to sit down with each kid. Okay, what's going on this week? What homework do you have to get done? What are the after school activities? What day? What days? Girl Scouts and whatever boys people Scouts. I don't remember the new name. Scouts of America or whatever they're calling it nowadays, you know, put those things down. Or we are in rural USA, still didn't come out right. So we've got a lot of 4-H'ers in this area. So, you know, if you have a 4-H club, make sure that's on the calendar. If you go to church or synagogue or some other place of worship, put that on your calendar. If you're a member of your youth group, you have a youth group meeting or event, put it on your calendar. If you're a member of the stamp club or the aerospace club or whatever it is, make sure it's on there. Mom or dad, whoever goes grocery shopping, make sure you put the date down. My plan is to go grocery shopping on a Tuesday. This way, if anybody needs anything, they will let you know. Mom, I'm running out of shampoo. Mom, I need whatever. Okay? Or, hey, Mom, can we have such and such for lunch this week? Now, I know a lot of times kids get lunch at school. And this is all, again, stuff that you do the night before. Either make lunch, put it in their lunch bag or box. Okay? A lunch box is reusable and can be lined with whatever to keep it fresh. My husband's got one. It's got a little ice pack thing that slips in there. So if he's got things that are cold, a drink, something like that, stays cold. Or I'm going to say paper bag, because paper bags are biodegradable. I do like the idea of using paper straws, paper bags, wax paper, or reusable containers. You say a wax paper. Yeah, you know what? It opens up. It's called a little piece of tape. So you don't need to use a plastic baggie for things. And when you pack lunch, think about healthy things. I know the easy thing is to go get Lunchables and those pre-made Cozy Shack things. And you do want to encourage your children to eat healthy. So think about healthy lunches. You give them a yogurt. Tell them, bring your yogurt container home. I don't know if schools recycle. Bring your yogurt container home, or put yogurt in a type of a Tupperware container with a lid that they can bring home, not to throw out, so you can recycle. You don't need to put in a plastic spoon. You can put in this regular spoon and bring it up. Bring home your plastic spoons. We will recycle them. Bring home anything plastic. We'll recycle it. So think about that. And you're going to also be teaching your children to think about recycling products and reusing things so that, and I'm going to say, even, I don't have kids at home right now, but it's even bring your bags back. I'll rinse them out. I mean, all you had was carrot sticks and some celery sticks or apple slices in there, and we just want to rinse it out and we'll use it again tomorrow. So keep that in mind. If you're going to do something like give your children apples, sliced apples, just a little heads up, a little bit of lemon juice in with the apples keeps them from turning brown. Any fruit, it will do that. Kids will go, oh, I don't want to eat this sliced apple. And that's if you slice the apple, you may just throw in an apple. Make sure you wash it. Okay. So things like that. You can put some hand sanitizers in a hand sanitizer. You can put, you know, in their backpack, one of those little packages of Kleenex. Okay. Just so they have some of those things. You get little packages of handy wipes if you want to use something like that. And again, just for whatever, that's your choice. But make sure the backpacks are packed the night before. Anything that's going to be perishable, keep it in the refrigerator, do it the night before. Set up breakfast. Breakfast is extremely important. I'm going to have the plate and the glass and the silverware and a napkin. The table is set for breakfast in the morning. Breakfast doesn't have to be bacon and eggs. It could be a high-quality cereal, orange juice. It can be an English muffin with peanut butter and honey. It could be a waffle with peanut butter or almond butter and honey. Make sure you're giving your children healthy foods and make sure you're giving them breakfast. If you get in your car in the morning and there's no gas in the car, you're not going very far. So to optimize your child's brain power and get them going, you have to feed them. Very important. It's part of the schedule. Their clothes, each room, if you have one kid, if you have four kids, in each room, have a basket. This is where, or just a place on their dresser. These are the shoes, your socks, your shirt, your underwear, your t-shirt, your jeans or shorts or skirt or whatever it is you're wearing. It's all right here. Have your children make their beds. Now, of course, if they're in kindergarten or first or second grade, it may be a little too much. You may have to help them by the time they're in second grade. Second grade puts them at age 7. They can start making their beds at age 7. It's a really important task. It helps them get ready for the day. They start the day already completing something. They have gotten up, brushed their teeth, washed their face, combed their hair, get dressed, have breakfast, make their beds, gather their things, and go out to the bus or get in the car. Or walk, whatever. It really shouldn't take more than an hour in the morning to do that, especially if you've prepared the night before. Very important. Now, I saw a really interesting video on Facebook. Actually, I think my husband pointed it out to me. It's something they do in Germany, which is really kind of cool, that the first day of school, when children leave school, they tend to do it in kindergarten, but it doesn't mean we can't do it at any time. We started off with a present with, you know, so they come either the night before or they come home their first day of school and they have crayons and paper and some candies and just incentive things, and we're going to make school a positive learning experience. School is for having fun and learning. It is their job. I don't necessarily encourage parents to pay students for doing well on a test. Their pay is their grades. You do good work, you get good grades. Now, One of the things that I do encourage is to set up a time for homework. Now, sometimes, especially as you go into high school, you have time set aside for doing homework. You've got some time where there's other classes and you're in study hall, those kinds of things. I believe they still happen. And students oftentimes will do homework then. Review the homework. One thing that's really important is if you, as a parent, are interested and you want to see what they're doing, you have to keep on top of it. Do the best you can to have dinner time. Dinner time is for sitting down together as a family, and it doesn't matter if you're a one-parent family or a two-parent family, but sitting down together and talk about the day. Talk about your day. Start with, okay, so how was your day? Well, I did this. I had a meeting. I had some clients. I had to be whatever. It was kind of busy. I got a project done. It was really, whatever. So dad spends, I'm just going to the typical family. Dad spends 5-10 minutes talking about his day. So mom, how was your day? Well, I had to go to work and I did this and I got that project done, and or I stayed home. I may be a stay-at-home mom. That might be my job, and I washed windows and I made some doctor's appointments and whatever the thing that you do at home. If you're a stay-at-home mom, I do believe that's a career choice. And then you start with your kids. What was your day like today? What classes did you have? Did you learn anything special today? Anything stand out to you? We're going to start really early. We're going to start this process in kindergarten. I want to know, what books did you read? What did you learn? Did you have any issues? Were there any problems? Anybody bullying anyone? Anything going on in school? I want to know. We're going to all have our time to talk about it. One of the things that's also really important, like I said, is set up homework time. Now, when kids first get home from school, I would not say, okay, go do homework. First thing, give them a snack, a healthy snack. What would that be? I don't know, an apple and some peanut butter, or an apple and some cheese. A yogurt, a cheese stick, some crunchy vegetables, and dip. Okay, it can be a cookie. You don't have to not have cookies. Cookies and milk, that's fine. Tell them, you know what? Go outside for half an hour or an hour and play. Go outside. You've been inside all day in school. You're home. It's 3:30. Go outside for half an hour, 45 minutes. Run around. Then come in, 5 o'clock, do homework until 6 or 6:30 when we have dinner. Now, I want everyone to participate in getting ready for dinner. Really important, because we are a family. We're going to work together. We're going to include everyone. So it may mean that one person sets the table, the other one cleans out the dishwasher, somebody takes out the garbage. Everybody chips in a little bit. Doesn't have to be a whole big thing. You have 2 people clean out a dishwasher. I take out the glasses and you put them away. I take out the silverware and you put it away. So it can be a team effort. Or I want you to walk the dog, or you're going to clean out the kitty litter, or I'm going to have you feed the dog. Everybody's going to have a little something to do in preparation for dinner. Everybody puts their dishes in the dishwasher if you're old enough. So rinse them off and put them in the dish. This is part of your routine. Say getting ready for school, it's part of this whole process of education, getting your children prepared to be healthy adults. If you have soccer practice or softball practice or ballet lessons or piano lessons, of course, it's going to be on your schedule, and you need to work around that. So that may mean that dinner's either going to be later or we're going to have to eat on the run, and then you think about making healthy food to eat on the run. Could be healthy sandwiches. So chips and dip for dinner is not dinner. A healthy sandwich, where you've got lettuce and tomato, roast beef, tuna, whole wheat bread, you can make a healthy sandwich dinner. You really don't want your kids to be eating in their rooms. And you don't want them to be standing and shoving food down their mouth so they can run out to go get to whatever club or event or practice that they're at. You want them to sit down. Sit down and eat. Our kids eat way too fast. When they come home at night, after their practice, maybe that's when you have dinner as a family because their practice is right after school. Everybody's home by 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Getting ready for bed, you get a half an hour or an hour on your gadgets. And we have a nice little basket here. Everybody's phone goes in the basket. You don't take it in your room. You have an alarm clock. Get your kids alarm clocks. Don't let them use their phone. You might, but don't let your kids use their phone because they're the temptation for them to be in bed, under the covers, playing games is really high. Set time aside for, I'm going to call, a weekly family meeting. And it might be something you do at dinner because I know time is really tight. It's a big logistical juggling act. School, lunches, homework, packing, laundry, clothes, events, activities, chorus, all the different things that kids get involved in. It's still really important that they participate family through chores, that they maintain a schedule that's going to work for you and work for them. Remember, parents, that's what you are. You are parents. You are not friends. They have friends. Their friends are at school, or their friends are in clubs or sports or other activities. You are their parent. You set the limits. You provide the discipline. What do I mean by discipline? This is what we do in the morning. This is what we do when we come home in the afternoon. This is what we do when we have dinner together as a family. This is your chore on Thursday. This is where we're supposed to be on Saturday. Discipline. That type of discipline. I don't mean necessarily time out. I don't mean a swat on the behind. I don't mean go sit in the corner. I don't mean any of that. The thing is, parents, if you work with your children and start early with discipline, they know what to expect. That's why that kind of discipline routine is really important. I know what to expect. Well, my brother got a phone and he's 15 and I'm 10. How come I don't have one? You know what? You're going to get one when you're 15. Yeah, but he's got one. I know. I'm the parent. Here's the thing. Well, how would you know? Because you know what? I was 15 once, and I was 10 once. So I know what it was like being 10, and I know what it's like being 15. So I already have that experience, and so we're going to go by what I think is best. I'm the parent. They say, well, I'm the parent's not a good enough answer. It actually is. It's like if I go to my boss, and I say, well, I'm not doing this work. My boss says, well, either you do the work or you're fired. Well, I don't want to do it. Why are you telling me to do it? Because I'm your boss. Well, I don't care. Well, then you're fired. Now, of course, we don't fire our kids, but we can have consequences. So, no sleepover. You're not going to watch that movie. Take your gadgets away. There's plenty of things that you can come up with. So, again, it's really important that you get yourself, parents, organized. Work together as a team. So, this is for the basic family, husband and wife, work together as a team. If you've got Susie coming up to you and saying, Daddy, I want to have a sleepover. You say, let's check with your mom. I'm going to check with your mom because mom may have said no. You need to make sure that you're working together. So whenever, you know, hey, Dad, can I have $50 for yada, yada, yada? You know what? Hold that thought. I'll be right back. You know, so we talk to each other. Did Roger say, ask you for $50? Yeah, he did. I told him I'm only going to give him 25. Okay. Your mom said 25 or your dad said 25. That kind of communication between parents is really important. Because then your children can't play one against the other. That causes what's called triangulation. You don't want that. So I need to take another commercial break, and I will be back to wrap up this program about getting your kids ready for school and getting yourself ready for the whole new schedule change. I'm Ruth Altamirroll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington, right on Main Street. I have been a counselor for 33 years, and my practice is in its 18th year. Prior to being in private practice, I worked in the drug and alcohol field, specifically in a rehab and in a halfway house where I was program director and executive director. So I've got a very strong background in alcohol and addiction recovery issues as they affect individuals, families, and children. I work a lot with people who are in early recovery and families struggling with someone in recovery or someone who may have grown up in an addictive family, so that those are adult children of alcoholics, codependency, enabling, all of those things. I also deal with depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, eating disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, and couples counseling, just to name a few things. Loss and grief, anger management, all of those types of things. Please find me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook, search Counselor's Chat, and please like me. You don't have to like me, but that would be nice. Not everybody has to like me, love me, or approve of me. I started the show off with that. Anyway, in addition, you can find out more about who I am and what I do on the web at www.altaroll.net. That's Altaroll, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, .net. You can find me on LinkedIn under Ruth Altamura Roll, M-A-N-C-C-L-P-C. You can like me there also. Follow me there. Also on Counselor's Chat, you can go back and look at some of the other shows that I've done, just to get a deeper idea of what I do, and to get to know me a little bit. If you're interested in setting up an appointment, please give me a call at 908-237-2899. Now, I realize that we're actually at the end of our show, so please also Google video addiction and getting back to school, two really important topics. And lastly, on a sad note, I am dedicating this show to my Aunt Mary. Oh, anyway, she's on hospice right now, and we don't expect her to be around too much longer. She was such a strong, steady person in our family. She was like the voice of reason. So, Aunt Mary, we love you and we wish you the best and just happy sailing to the other side. Say hi to my dad when you see him. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll. I wish you good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day two of his confirmation hearing before a U.S. Senate panel, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tries to clarify his standing on presidential power and Democratic concerns that he has suggested that a president can't be indicted.
Here's the bottom line point. There were ideas for Congress to consider. They were not my constitutional views. If a case came up that where someone was trying to say this is a constitutional principle, I would have a